Las Vegas has its fair share of native celebrities like Neo, The Killers and Brandon Flowers, Imagine Dragons and Dan Reynolds. Future celebrities are being made right now. In October, Desert Companion, our city regional magazine, will come out with its culture issue. And it's going to feature ones to watch. These are profiles of interesting up-and-coming local artists or performers. And we're going to start that series with 23-year-old Christian Shelton. A graduate of Las Vegas Academy and UNLV's music program, he's a pop and opera singer who's already carved out a niche on social media. He has more than 800,000 followers on TikTok, and he reached an audience of 90 million in a 2021 Super Bowl commercial. KNPR producer Christopher Alvarez recently talked with Shelton and his mentor, UNLV professor of voice, Alphonse Anderson. And here's that discussion.
Christian, Dr. Anderson, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Christian, when did you first take up singing?
I would say I first seriously started singing when I got to high school, and I went to the Las Vegas Academy of the Arts, and that's really where my love for singing really started.
What called you to the art form? What about it?
At first, when I began singing, I used to be so nervous to sing in front of people, and the excitement of getting through that and the rush you would get after a performance, that's really what made me want to keep singing. I think at the beginning, I would always be on edge, as most people are when they're first starting off doing anything. But I think singing in front of an audience and an audience of your peers could be so vulnerable because it's people that you know and you want to do good for your friends and your peers. And everyone has been so supportive. All of my friends are from high school up till now. It's always been really exciting.
What's your favorite music or artist, or I guess better yet, what's your biggest influence?
It depends on what I'm singing, because as someone who sings opera as well as popular music, it changes really by the hour.
That's right.
The last two artists I listened to before I walked in the door were Jesse Norman, who's a fantastic opera singer, and right before that was Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter. It kind of goes back and forth.
You have a long list of performance credits and accomplishments under your belt already at the age of 23. I think your biggest one so far is being featured in a 2021 Super Bowl commercial for the job search and hiring platform Indeed. Now, that Super Bowl had an estimated viewership of over 90 million people, and in the commercial, you performed a rendition of Andra Day's Rise Up, and here is some sound from the commercial.
And
Well, that gave me chills. You mentioned vulnerability when you perform. You know, that's a very vulnerable song. What was it like for you to sing that song? I mean, what does that song mean to you when you perform it?
That song is really special to me because at the time of recording that commercial, it was early 2021. And in 2020, of course, we had the Black Lives Matter movement. And that was really an anthem for so many people during that time. And this all came about because I decided to post a 1 minute video of me singing that on my TikTok. And the ad agency that was doing the commercial happened to see that video along with the full length version I did on my YouTube channel. And that's where the origin story of that commercial and me singing that song for the Super Bowl happened. So it really means a lot. It's a song that's followed me and it's traveled with me since I began singing it all the way back in 2020. And I still sing it to this day.
You mentioned social media. You know, you have a significant social media presence. Your YouTube channel, that video of the cover of Rise Up has over 300,000 views. You have over 800,000 followers on TikTok with nearly 12 million likes on the platform. I mean, that's huge. How have you amassed a following like this?
I think I started posting on social media right when the pandemic started. And it really started as just me wanting to put myself out there. I didn't know what would come of it. Mm. And within months, I had gained tens of thousands of followers. And it's been crazy, to say the least. But I really began posting because it's just what I love singing. And it's an art form that it feels so close to, and it's something that I really enjoy.
Now, you got your bachelor's of music from UNLV. You plan to get your master's from UNLV in vocal performance. You're also a vocal major at the Las Vegas Academy High School, magnet school, essentially. How would you say Las Vegas institutions like these have shaped you into the professional that you are today?
I mean, immensely. It's been being at LVA and being with the most amazing choir teachers I could have ever asked for, Miss Coda and Miss Frankie. They were the people who really helped shape me during those really beginning years of my singing career. Mm. And really, Miss Frankie was the one who pushed me to study with Dr. Anderson my senior year of high school. She said, I think you should go and see him and do a lesson and see how you like it. And at the time, I was so nervous. I didn't know anything about opera. I was like, I don't know. Like, what if it goes bad? Like, what if it's not great? And she goes, well, I'll set it up. And she set it up. And I went and I met with Doc and we had our first lesson. And that was in 2018. Mm-hmm. And now it's 2023. And he's still my voice teacher after all these years.
Here's a little bit of Christian singing Cecily by Richard Strauss in a performance at UNLV. Very beautiful, very exposed indeed. but, you know, that's classical operatic singing. You also sing pop music. And, you know, another way I thought about this dichotomy is like if someone was trained in both ballet and hip hop dance. I mean, it's incredibly interesting. I wonder, is it challenging to be proficient in one over the other, or is being proficient in both help you sing better in general?
Honestly, I think each one informs the other in a way for me. I think starting off doing pop music, it's very free. You can sing it however you want. Hmm. And in opera, you think that you have to sing it a really specific way. And if you do that, it's an operatic sound. But as I've learned from Doc, you have to be able to sing opera in a really free way as well for the character and your voice to translate and to be as good as possible.
Now, I know you're already an adult, 23 years old, but I'm still going to ask the question like this because it's fun to do it. But what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, when you finish getting your master's at UNLV, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Ultimately, I see myself performing and I see myself singing. I think I see myself really as a recording artist and a live performer in all facets of music, being someone who does sing contemporary music, pop music, and opera. I think it's really interesting in that it's important because it exposes that art form to a younger audience.
Now I'm going to turn to Dr. Alphonse Anderson. He's a professor of voice at UNLV. You know, a lot of people can sing. That doesn't mean that a lot of them do it exceptionally,
sure.
But you know many people do it. What gave you the inclination that Christian had something special?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think Christian knew that he had something special with opera. I think he's a gifted singer. He has a gifted voice. And I say that meaning that his natural vocal talent is really quite fantastic. It's very much a part of him. It's not something he's had to contrive to make. From my perspective, I mean, I hear him sing. Christian was just one of those people that just kept gaining. I mean, his ability to coordinate mechanical things that happens in singing and understand the language in which I was speaking to him and really made a difference. And I hear how his voice has developed at 23, and it's quite profound.
You know, with all the problems and issues in the world today, whether it's global affairs, national ones, whatever, it can be easy to deem the arts as unimportant or for people to just put them aside. Christian and Professor Anderson, do you both think art has a place in this world and that it's important?
Absolutely. Mm. I think both of us being artists and who are in this field, I know it's really important for the youth to keep arts in the school, because to have a funnel for creativity is the most important thing for your joy. In high school, I remember I did a presentation on why everyone should sing. And people who sing at any level, amateurs to professionals, are happier. Something about singing brings out positivity in you and through you to everyone else.
Well, and I would say I sang in the concert choir. And we toured all over the United States. I probably went to about 40 states just with the concert choir. And I would tell you that to watch people not understand the language, but the music, and watch the result, it's unbelievable. I mean, thousands of people. I watched him this summer sing in Austria, I mean, singing a song, one of the spirituals that he sang. And I watched the audience. The people were so captivated. I mean, they were just frozen. And they started recording. They were so excited. And when he finished, they rose to their feet screaming and applauding for that, because they were moved by it. Every time he stood up and performed, that was the result.
Professor Anderson, Christian, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
That was KNPR producer Christopher Alvarez with UNLV professor of voice Alphonse Anderson and local singer and content creator Christian Shelton. They kicked off our Ones to Watch series.